This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
The pile of college applications from highly qualified students was tall, and the university had limited room. One, however, immediately stood out and was stamped accepted. What made the difference? This student, almost alone among the applicants, described himself as a follower. He could lead, he said, but he didn't need to. He had no problem taking the number two position. It's too bad a church leader named Diotrephes didn't have the same attitude. Once he tasted power, he wasn't interested in letting anyone else know the feeling. The Apostle John wrote the church, asking it to take care of some traveling teachers and evangelists. But Diotrephes objected. In his third epistle, John described several unsavory traits about this man that had to be confronted. Number one, he loved to be the leader. God's men are called to servant leadership, and he operated under the philosophy of my way or the highway. Number two, he refused to acknowledge the authority of others. He disregarded the authority of others, slandered them, and filled the church with nasty gossip and self-serving rumors. Number three, he outlawed church hospitality and punished those who dare oppose his will. He forbade the members of his own church from hosting visiting teachers, and if they opened their homes to the travelers, he threw them out of the church. Let's learn both from the young student and Diotrephes. Character is built by taking the number two position as you serve others.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.